This is VOA News via remote. I'm Lisa Pelka. The NATO Secretary General says the 30-nation military alliance aims to set aside the divisions of the Trump era and focus on the security challenges posed by Russia and China. Jens Stoltenberg says that NATO leaders will meet Monday at a pivotal moment for our alliance. His remarks in Brussels came before he chairs a first NATO summit involving U.S. President Joe Biden. NATO was roiled for 4 years under U.S. President Donald Trump. Many allies are hoping to secure Biden's assurances that the United States will stand by them in times of conflict. After a series of meetings in Brussels, including with EU leaders, President Biden heads to Geneva for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday. Israel has a new prime minister. Naftali Bennett became prime minister and was sworn into office Sunday evening after a 60-59 vote. Parliament's approval of the new coalition government ended the historic 12-year rule of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Bennett was a former Netanyahu ally turned rival, and he's promising to heal a divided nation and preside over a fragile coalition comprised of 8 parties with deep differences. Netanyahu made clear he has no intention of exiting the political stage, calling the new coalition a dangerous government. Vaccine maker Novavax saying its shot is highly effective against COVID-19 and also protects against variants. The Maryland-based company on Monday announced results from a large late-stage study in the U.S. and Mexico and found its vaccine was about 90% effective. This is VOA News.